Some Navy veterans want the USS Des Moines hauled out of a Philadelphia shipyard and anchored at Veterans Park, just north of Milwaukee's Art Museum. The plan is to have a floating tourist attraction and Vets Memorial. The organizers are raising private funds and say they're not looking for any local tax money, but they do need site approval from Milwaukee County. A coalition of 21 environmental, sailing, and conservation groups say they don't want the ship at the site. John Lunds is a Navy veteran and member of Preserve Our Parks. He says there are more worthwhile ways to honor the military than bringing in a 55-year-old cruiser.
I think it's time for the Navy to sell it. Scrap prices are at all-time high. We can use the money we sell it for to arm our troops in Iraq. We can do many things. We can fix up our veteran centers.
Suburban Milwaukee resident Richard Caswell served as a midshipman on the Des Moines and now heads the effort to bring the cruiser to Wisconsin. Caswell says the ship served in the Mediterranean and was part of the deterrent against the Soviet Union.
Her legacy is that she never fired a shot in anger, and yet she faced the Soviets basically in their backyard, and she helped contain the Soviet threat and ultimately defeat the Soviets.
But the Des Moines is also triggering debate over what's proper along Lake Michigan. Linda Keene is an architecture professor at the Art Institute of Chicago and is being paid to help the ship opponents. She says the proposed site at Veterans Park is open space that should be preserved.
In fact, many people in Milwaukee seek the lakefront for that relationship with nature, and it's unique and rare.
Des Moines supporters say the shoreline footprint would be minimal and economic development potential large. The debate continues at a public hearing next Wednesday in Milwaukee. A few years ago, Duluth, Minnesota decided against bringing in the Des Moines. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.